would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is playfulness, and today's topic is a child's perspective. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, trance channel for Archangel Metatron and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and I also teach online spiritual classes. And you can find more information about all of that on my website and register at juliegeigel.com. You can also find me over at Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And we would love to invite you to continue listening to our show, Angel Talk Tuesday. We will be hosting on a new venue coming up next week, October 24th. So we will be doing a combination of our beautiful Zoom platform and Facebook Live. So you can find out all of the details. You can tune in and connect with us every week on Facebook at Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room. And we will also be having a live call-in number where you can access the show, listen to the show live on your smartphone with a dial-in number so it doesn't take data. So be sure to join us in the break room, and you can stay posted and updated with all of the exciting new adventures that Susan and I are traveling on this coming year. And we'd also like to invite you to join us for our next Lightworkers Mentorship Program Level 2. That's coming up November 30th. And we have registration open, and actually we have just 7 spots left. It's going quite fast, and we won't be offering another one for several months. So if you're interested, there's no prerequisite for this level. If you're interested, be sure to check out more information on my website at juliegeigel.com. All right, I think we are ready. So I'm going to ring the Tingsha bells to create a pure sacred space for trance channeling today. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted, as always, to join you this beautiful day here, opening to receive the beautiful gifts from heaven, from spirit, from the spiritual realm. Allow yourself to be bathed in this healing vibrational frequency, welcoming in the Pleiadians. Who are here to assist you, as am I, with this beautiful transition into the fifth dimension and beyond. the easiest route to this transition is in aligning with play and a child's perspective of the world. Let us take you back now, taking a nice deep breath. And allowing yourself to travel back in time, back, back, back. Traveling to your childhood, a pleasant scene in your childhood, allowing all else to dissolve. And if you cannot remember a pleasant moment in your childhood, allow your imagination to create one. And as you step into the freedom of being a child, the restrictions of who you are begin to collapse, and you are boundless. You are infinite. An infinite being of light. And your whole day revolves around what brings you joy, what brings you pleasure, what makes you laugh. And what makes you smile? Bring this energy into your life now. Imagine your adult self standing in front of your child self. And imagine the child walking into and becoming one with the adult. Your inner child is the essence of who you are. Boundless, infinite joy, unending possibilities, limitless in your potential, your ideas, and expansion. You are born in the higher dimensions, and as you begin to grow up, you begin to function more in the third dimension as a human. But now the third dimension is collapsing, evaporating, and dissolving. And as you desire, you are being moved back into that which you are. So So if you are having a difficult time in this adult experience, remember what it was like to be a child. Call forth those experiences of joy, of laughter, running through the sprinkler in the summertime, eating an ice cream cone in the hot summer sun, splashing in the lake, enjoying your life, and being present. As a child, no one needs to stop you and tell you to be present and breathe. Innately, you are built to be one with all that is. You are built to be free of worry and open, available to love, giving, receiving, and being. You are a magnificent being. And all that you desire is literally at your fingertips. Reach out and claim your life now. Take a nice deep breath, allowing these words to sink deeply into every cell of your being. Receive this healing today and know that your inner child is here with you, ready to come out to play. You are the only one holding yourself back. Surrender. Let go. Embrace all that the fifth dimension holds for you now. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel, channeling Archangel Metatron. You can find me over at juliegeigel.com. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. Coming up in our next segment is our beautiful discussion with Susan Schuler. And we'll be taking calls at 1-202-570-7057.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on ohmtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel and our beautiful Susan Schuler with Angel Talk Tuesday. And we're going to just take a moment to discuss some of the channeled messages that came through with Metatron. Good morning, Susan.
Hello, Julie. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And I needed to hear what you were saying today, or to say what he was saying today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, fun stuff. I mean, I love this topic, and I know you came up with it, Susan, playfulness. What a great topic. I would have never, ever, the theme, I would have never, ever, for some reason, thought of playfulness as a theme. But wow, yeah, it's rocking this month. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, especially since there's just so much intense, heavy stuff happening in our world right now. But I'm going to turn it over to you, Susan.
You know, and Julie, it's interesting that you say you wouldn't have come up with it. I think that's probably true for all of us, just because when we think of being playful, I mean, we all just are like, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. And it's like, even as you're thinking about, I don't know how you are, but when I wake up in the morning, I think about all the things that I'm supposed to do. And it's like, I can feel the knot forming in my stomach, and I can feel my shoulders going up and getting really tight, and the back of my head getting all stressed out. And I mean, I remember my mother saying when I was younger that my God was fun. And I'm like, what is it that happens to us as we get older? That we just forget to have fun. We forget to chill out. We forget. And it's like we just heap all these responsibilities on top of us. So when he started, I mean, first of all, right after you rang the bell this morning, I could feel the healing beginning. And I know that you always say you have the healing bed on. Yes, but there was something about, yeah, there was something about that bell going off this morning that it was like almost like, gentlemen, start your engines.
Me too. It was really powerful this morning. It was like, OMG.
Yeah, absolutely. So I loved when he said, you know, allow yourself to be bathed in the healing frequency. Because I was like, okay, bring it, because I really need it right now.
Me too.
But just what he was talking about with the inner child and allowing ourselves to travel back. And I love, because the minute he said, allow yourself to travel back into your childhood, I immediately was thinking like, wow, there are a lot of people that did not have pleasant childhoods. And then, so I really liked the way that he clarified. And if yours wasn't the best, imagine what you'd like. Because I think everybody can imagine the childhood that they would like. What's the one quote that I've heard say? It's never too late to have a happy childhood. Have you ever heard that?
I have. I love that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like we can reinvent our childhoods anytime that we want. We don't have to, like you were talking about, like making the story your own. You don't have to make that story your own. So I just think it was really interesting that he kind of started off that way. Do you want to add anything to that before I keep going? Because Lord knows I can.
Yeah, that was so fun to travel backwards. And, you know, as soon as he said, you know, think of go back to your childhood. Yeah, because I was too, like, going, you know what? I bet there's a lot of people out there that didn't have a great childhood. And then that thought no sooner came out. Susan, did you hear a voice say stop just now?
No.
That is interesting because this is the third time now I've heard an audible voice while we're on air like this say stop. And I just wanted to stop for a moment and ask you if you heard that.
No, that's interesting.
It is interesting. It is, fascinating. I've spoken with a few different psychics and, you know, what their thoughts are about that. But definitely interesting. But yeah, so no sooner had I got that thought out of my mind than Metatron came in and said, and if you don't have a happy childhood, make it up. Because, you know, and I think that is just so true of our life. The fake it till you make it is one of my number one mantras because it works. It's like smiling. If you aren't feeling like smiling and you start smiling, within seconds, your whole energy will shift and form to the smile.
And that's really important, too, because you can, I mean, it's like we do have the opportunity to change the way that we're viewing things and the way that we're feeling at any single time. And I even love how he was saying, and I don't know if I'm paraphrasing or if this was an exact quote because I just wrote this down. If you're having a hard time as an adult, call for the experiences of being a child. And then he went on to mention running through the sprinkler, eating ice cream, playing in the lake. Even if you've not had those experiences, you can embrace those experiences and remember what it would have felt like. The minute you said eating an ice cream cone, in my mind, I started hearing that little ice cream truck music. So that's, I don't know, beautiful. If you grew up, I grew up in, my neighborhood didn't have one, but it was like whenever you went to friends' houses that had the ice cream truck, it was very exciting. But if you think about kids just being present and enjoying their lives, and most of us are not present. So when I think of being a child and living in that kind of childlike, it's just enjoying and savoring every single moment. And then one other thing that you were talking about is about the breath and taking a breath. And I was immediately reminded of, and I can't remember if we've talked about this before, how kids will take, like, they don't know the social mores about you're not supposed to go in public like that because it makes it appear that you're like bored, and how students used to do that. And at first, when I first started teaching, I'd be offended. And then I kind of came to the realization that it was kind of cute and that they were just breathing, you know?
Yeah, that is so beautiful. Yeah, you know, it is really when he was talking about that, that we're born into the higher dimensions, and that as we begin to grow up and begin to become grounded in our ego with the people around us, because the people around us are in that. I mean, just imagine, Susan, if this is coming because the third dimension's dissolving. That if all of us in the fifth dimension and these babies coming in and these babies growing up without an ego, because it is our supposition that's imposed upon them that really creates and shapes that ego.
Absolutely. And I know that there are parts of our ego that are good for us, or I should say helpful for us in the way that we evolve. But like what you're saying, I think many more are detrimental. I don't know if you noticed it in your teaching career, how the evolution of the kids went. Now, I started in the early 90s. And I know when I left a few years ago, there was a totally different young person there. Did you notice this?
No.
You didn't. Okay, yeah. For me, it was like I saw, like what you're saying, the ego was dissipating. These kids were becoming a lot more tapped in. They were very different. There were also higher levels of things like autism and things like that as well, or ADD, ADHD. But to me, it just means I just saw like it wasn't a negative. It was a positive.
Wow, that's so cool. I know for myself, I was I shifted back and forth between being in a high school and being in an elementary school. So at the beginning of my career, I was mostly in the high school, and at the end of my career, I was mostly in an elementary school. So I didn't get that opportunity to see like you would being in the same level, you know, the right. high school level for your entire career. Because certainly, and it was fascinating because sixth graders in an elementary building were completely different than sixth graders in a high school building, which you wouldn't think that that would affect it that much, but it most definitely
Julie,
does.
Were they more mature or less mature? I'm curious.
They got sassy sooner.
Oh, because they were with the older kids.
Yep, the innocence.
Oh.
I always said that sixth grade is the last year of the innocence. And then they begin, it's like that toddler moving from being a toddler into, you know, that 5 years old. That's completely different than being 4 years old. And that's how the 11, 12, that age of, well, teenager.
Right.
And so, yeah, it was like they were forced to grow up early, a year early. They began to exhibit the behaviors and characteristics of a teenager at that 11-year-old, 11, 12, where, you know, you should really have another year to just be a child. But I thought that was interesting. And, yeah, so fascinating that it really literally is at our fingertips. And I mean, it was such a beautiful channel today, and I don't mean to be, you know, tooting my own horn, but I was really like, OMG, that is so true. Look at, you know, think about that beautiful, happy joy, and that energy's in me. I have that. It's there. And I just literally have to just tap on it, tap into it, and open that up and be that again. It's awesome.
That's so true. And like, even if you think about any aspect of our life, I know whenever I'm feeling kind of stale in something, like even recently just training to do mediumship, that was one of the messages that I got, was you are forgetting to have fun when you're doing your work.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You think, okay, I'm having fun. Because, I mean, part of it is like you're dealing with people who are grieving, you know? Right. But it's like sometimes I forget, oh, my God, I'm speaking to the spirit world. How cool is this? You know, because you've got the person in front of you and you're so focused and you're like, I've got to do this. And did I get clairvoyant images? And, you know, and finally it's just like go back to where the beginning was. And, God, this was fun. And most of us got into our careers because they were fun for us.
Absolutely.
You know, but we kind of talk ourselves out of them over a period of time. And that doesn't serve us. That totally doesn't serve us. It's like, so go back, have fun.
Exactly. And I know for myself, when I have too many things going on, when I get too busy and overwhelmed, that's when my stress kicks in. And I can see it in my daughter too. It's like when she's got too much going on, it's like, oh no, everybody watch out. Well, everyone, stay tuned. Coming up next is Susan Schuler, and she will be sharing messages on our topic.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OhmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday here on OHM Times Radio. This is Susan Schuler. I hope you enjoyed our discussion about Metatron's recent channel. I love the power and energy that comes through when he speaks. And as I wrote to Julie after she spoke, I always am a little surprised as to where he takes us. I'm never quite sure where it'll end up. As a channeler, I work with Jacob, a master teacher from the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are where I gain much information while doing my psychic and past life readings. I'm a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, although I also travel to New York State quite often to work. I do readings for people all over the world, on the phone and with Skype, as well as my in-person readings. I also love doing live events and do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations alone, as with other gifted mediums. My next upcoming medium demonstration will be with the outgoing and very entertaining Chris Drew. He is a British tutor from the world-renowned Arthur Findlay College in England. The beautiful Orange County medium, Lori Walker, will also be part of this Power of Three demonstration. Tickets are $35 for this October 21st, that's this Saturday, event, and may be purchased at 3power.eventbrite.com. That's the number 3power.eventbrite.com. James Van Prague will also be joining Chris for another demonstration on October 24th. So I feel very blessed to work with Chris again during his very busy U.S. schedule. I think he's also going to be in Hollywood one night. Aside from private readings and demonstrations, I also teach classes, host small group readings, and development circles. Julie and I are very excited to be hosting our next online Lightworker Mentorship Program, Level 2, starting November 30th. This is an ongoing four-month training that will meet once a month and focus on psychic and mediumship development, as well as forming a greater connection to your guides and angels. All the details for any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. And you can also book directly online if you look on the schedule page there as well. And don't forget, as Julie mentioned, we are changing our platform. And starting next week, we'll be hosting our show via video with Zoom. So not only will you be able to hear us, but you will be able to see us as well, which I do this so early in the morning, I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But let me take a nice deep breath now and ask Jacob to step forward, see what he has to say. Good morning, children. We begin this way today to remind each of you that buried deep, some deeper than others, is that carefree, rambunctious, high energy, enthusiastic and inventive child of long ago, and he or she needs to come out and play. Not sometime soon, not when things calm down in your life, not once the kids are grown, not after the dishes get done, but now, as in right this very moment. You have all waited far too long already and lead a worry-laden life, bogged down with no play, fun, or enthusiasm. And it's been weighing you down and keeping you from doing your truest form of bliss. Think of the noise a classroom of small children makes and the specific sounds reverberating from the walls. Visualize what children like this do as they play. Their movements are fast, simply because they feel such excitement to be alive and see each new moment as an opportunity to do something fun and new. In your mind's eye, watch your fictitious class of children. Look into their eyes at the wonder, expectation, and hope that those faces hold. They live with their hearts wide open and their senses fully engaged, allowing themselves to feel emotion after emotion. They take things at face value, and if they don't like what they are doing, they move along to the next game with equal enthusiasm and begin again. There is much you older humans can learn from your younger ones, and we invite you to do so over the next few weeks. We invite you to take a few moments when you see them near and stop. Yes, we said stop what you are doing and really see what they are doing, as well as how they are responding to one another. We realize even asking you to stop can bring a level of resistance in your world, for you all have such a level of self-importance that you believe the sky will fall from your worlds if you allow yourselves to disengage from your crazy and simply stop for a moment to watch and enjoy the playfulness and purity of your young. Stop. Take the time to look into the working of a child. We have watched how they play. Now we ask you to see how you spend your days, taking every single moment in your day and filling it up, and then being so very proud of yourselves as you begrudgingly complete painful task after task, dreading each one that comes your way, counting down the hours of time. But dear, beautiful, and resistant souls, we remind you at this very moment, it doesn't need to be that way. Just as your young ones play in schools and playgrounds, we see you going through your days, sitting in traffic, angry, resentful, feeling like your busy day is being ripped from your hands rather than using these moments to play. Yes, we said play, while stuck in traffic. Because, dear humans, you can learn at any given time to stop being the grumpy old adults you have allowed yourselves to become and go back to those energized and imaginative children you left behind. Like everything in life which is good, begin by taking a breath. For a moment, simply stop thinking of your checklists, of all that must be done, and when you need to get places. If you have not yet realized, worrying about getting places and getting things done brings no results. So you may as well stop trying. So take a nice deep breath and spend a moment connecting to your inner child. Does the child version of you have a different name? Are you a Robert now, but long ago were once called Bobby? Think back to if you were given fun nicknames when small. Reconnect to that little child, breathing your way into allowing yourself to remember what it felt like to be a child again. It's called an inner child for a reason, because within you all, there is that child of long ago who greatly desires to come out, smile, run, jump, play, and imagine. Help bring them to the forefront of your lives again. When you begin to see things from this new perspective, you will allow yourselves not only the chance to release negativity, but to invite new innovative thoughts to enter your mind and to rejuvenate the way you are currently choosing to live your lives. As adults, much of your day center around routines. We tell you today, these routines can be forms of grown-up poison. Shake up your routines today by doing things differently. Drive to work in a different route today. Park someplace different. Make a new meal for dinner. Go to a different grocery store. Adults like to fall into routines and patterns, but these things do not promote enthusiasm and excitement in your lives. So we ask you to start in smaller, practical ways, trying to delve into your inner child. Because from the way many of you live your lives, you put this inner child down for a nap, and they have been sleeping ever since. Learn to begin to notice and enjoy the little things in your lives. Everything in life goes back to your attitude, so adjust yours and learn to engage more play in your lives. For some of you, it's been so long, you may have forgotten how to play. So think back to how you played when you were small. Did you like to build things, color or create things? Did you physically enjoy doing certain activities? Were you chatty and liked to talk and laugh with others? Was your imagination engaged through reading? Did you go on journeys simply looking at the formations in the clouds? You, dear ones, are still those children at heart, so focus on finding ways to begin to be more playful with each and every activity you engage in. Change your gloomy personalities to those of the giggling children who have been locked away for so long. When you are able to do this, not only will the world seem a much more fun and carefree place, but because you are resonating differently, you will notice life will begin responding to you in new and surprising ways. This is Susan Schuller channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Please stay tuned for the next segment of our show when we'll be discussing today's channel.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a light worker? Would you like to become a light worker? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, and I've partnered with my co-host from Angel Talk Tuesday, the gifted and talented Susan Schuler, to bring you an exciting new online event.
As former public school educators, Julie and I are now spiritual teachers. We've teamed up together to offer an exciting new mentorship program to help spiritual seekers align with their gifts to serve humanity.
This is an ongoing program that runs in 4-month segments. Go to juliegeigel.com to watch a sneak preview and learn more.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Julie Geigel with Susan Schuler, and you are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Central and 7 a.m. Pacific. And today is our last show on Om Times. We've been here with Om Times for 2 years. Wow. And we've been hosting Angel Talk for 3 years. So we are actually entering into our fourth season with Angel Talk Tuesday, and just thrilled to continue on with our new format over on Facebook. Be sure to join our private group, Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room, and you'll get all of the information on how to call in or listen through a link. So very excited. Lots of new things coming. Yay! Which is what Jacob talked about. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Coming down from my Jacob high.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I know, you know, one of the big messages I loved when he said routines can be a form of grown-up poison. Oh, my gosh. I'm totally that. And, yeah, for me, it's been a really difficult decision to leave Om Times. I have to say that I love it. I love Om Times. I love the people. They're just amazing. The station has just been really, really good to us. But for some reason, Metatron's been bugging me. It's time for something new. And I know that I am a lover of routine, Susan. So I know as Susan and I navigate this new venue, the new process, we're kind of looking at each other going, OMG, are we sure this is what we want to do? So a routine is comfortable, it's safe, it's familiar, but a lot of times we can get stagnant and we can get feeling too comfortable. Any thoughts on that, Susan?
Oh, God, yeah, especially like, you know, and like I said before, we're both type A personalities. So I think it's a form of control, too, if you think about the fact that we do like routines in our life. My husband always tells me, you know, you have to make sure as we're getting older that we're not falling into these routines where you're he always brings up an older gentleman that he knows that it's imperative that he like separate the recyclables and the garbage a certain way because it's just the way it's done. And so I think you make the little things like really monumental in your life as you get older, and routines, that's part of it. So yeah, it's, we got to shake it up.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not that routines are bad, because they're not, but when you get that little whisper in your ear to try something different or to explore something new, it's important to pay attention to that, because oftentimes when we break it wide open and step out of our comfort zone, there's some, you know, really exciting opportunities that can come in, which couldn't have otherwise. And I know a lot of times when I read for people, I will see that, okay, you have achieved your fullest potential where you're at. And mm-hmm. so, you know, if you're having a great time or, you know, sticky hasn't started, then stay. But when sticky starts, when something it gets uncomfortable or when there's a gnawing, that whisper in your mind that says do something different, that's an indication that it's time to break free of that routine and explore something new. So a lot of times I will see for people that, you know, you've hit the ceiling, that your contract with that person, with that experience is complete. Now there's free will. You can choose to stay or choose to go. I see that a lot of times in relationships too. Do you as well, Susan? Do you know what
Absolutely.
I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it is interesting how the way that you put that, like the contracts are done, because I think we do have contracts with people and situations. And sometimes it is just people. Well, you, how many times do you talk to people who they're like, well, this job is my meat and potatoes and I'm bored to death. But no, I have to stay here. I can't because I've got my pension and I got to stick with it. And it's like, yeah, but you're living your life now. So are you living your life? And I mean, I hate to use this example, but I'm going to. My philosophy is I can get run down by a bus tomorrow. I want to do what I want to do in the way that I want to do it every second. You know, so it's the more that you kind of grab a bat and just do what you want to do and get out of your patterns or your routines, that's the best way to be happy.
Yeah, most definitely. And I just want to say, too, that we are taking a live caller, a free psychic reading today, psychic or medium reading today. You can dial in at 1-202-570-7057. And again, that's 1-202-570-7057. And we're looking for a new caller. So if you have not talked to us before, please feel free to dial in. We do have a few minutes left and would love to give you a free psychic or medium reading here live on the air. Very, very exciting.
And Julie, if I may ask, okay, so if you could explain to like our callers, like once, or I should say our listeners, once we do get on the Zoom, will they still be able to call in? Will they still be able to do that?
Absolutely. We will have a new number that you can dial in, and you'll actually be able to see us. If you want to come in on video, you can see us live on video or engage with us directly. So all three of us will be able to see each other live. Or not, if you prefer not to be on video, that's perfectly fine too. We've got a link that you can click on, just like we do with the Om Times, and that will bring you in if you have, you know, that internet access. But we will also have the live dial-in number where you can listen to the show, not just to dial in to ask questions, but you can access the show from your landline or your smartphone or by dialing in. And sometimes that's nice because it doesn't use up that data. And I know for myself, sometimes I don't want to be on the internet. I just want a number to dial into because maybe my internet's slow or maybe my internet's down. But yeah, so I love the option of having the dial-in number to listen to the show, not just to call in and ask questions. But we will be taking, we will always be giving away one free psychic or medium reading. And we love to do that as a special blessing, a special bonus to our live listening audience. So we will continue to be able to offer that to you. But yeah, we're going to shake it up between doing the channeling on the Zoom format, which is not any different than it's just clicking a link and it brings you to that location. And we will also be doing the second half of our show, our live discussion, live on video with Facebook Live. So Susan and I are incredibly excited to be able to see you live on Facebook, and you can stop by and say hi. You can post a comment or a question in our news feed, and we can give you shout outs and hellos and send you all kinds of healing and love from our Facebook page. But you do have to become a member of our group. So we have a private group, which is the Break Room, Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room. So make sure that you pop on over to Facebook and ask to be invited into that break room so that we can get you all set up with all of the details to listen to our new format. And Susan, we're changing the format a little bit. Do you want to talk about that?
Do you mean about the channeling and the inspired speaking, or do you mean the way that we're choosing topics?
The way that we are choosing topics.
Okay. Well, in the past, each one of us has kind of taken a turn to write, like as Julie mentioned, like I wrote this month's. But what we're going to do is to just for each show, just sort of pick one word that's a theme. Julie, want to give some examples of what some of those words might be, like positivity or...
Yeah, so right now, energy reports are really popular in the spiritual community. So each week, we are going to be focusing on an energy report. So where can you focus your energy for that week? All right, everyone. Well, we want to send a special thank you to Om Times for all of the beautiful, amazing work they're doing on this planet and for our success and all the love they've given us during our show here on Om Times Radio. This is Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler helping you connect with your own angelic team.